Now, of course, it's morphed into open war.
Overnight, Israeli airstrikes pounded Gaza again. The targets, says the Israeli military, are Hamas and Islamic Jihad leaders and their installations. The material damage is immense. And for humans in this overcrowded enclave, there is no safe place. 9-year-old Yazan Zahara happened to be in the street when a missile exploded with shrapnel. The Palestinian Health Authority says 48 people have died this week, including 14 children, and hundreds are wounded and traumatized. The counterattack on Israel by Hamas and Islamic Jihad has been relentless too. Yesterday evening, a rocket barrage lit up the skies over Tel Aviv, while on the ground, sirens wailed and people ran for cover. Israel's military says more than 1,000 rockets have been fired from Gaza. 6 Israelis, including a child, have been killed since Monday. The casualties and the damage would have been greater, but for Israeli interceptor rockets, the so-called Iron Dome, which blew most of the incoming missiles to pieces. But this is not just an air war. There's been violence on the ground, too. Last night in Ramallah on the West Bank, Israel's military fired tear gas to chase away hundreds of young men who, like most Palestinians, have had enough of the Israeli occupation.
And there is no end in sight. Israeli's defense minister this morning said that more attacks were coming on armed Palestinian groups to bring what he called total long-term quiet. Tony?
Yeah, no end in sight. Liz Palmer in London. We should recall that this is going on in Gaza, which is the size of Philadelphia, yeah, in a country that's barely bigger than Vermont.